Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is really, really, really cold out there, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to be warned that when you walk out this morning, it is bone-chilling temperatures you're going to be experiencing. Joining us on the line right now is Chris Geldart, who is the director of the D.C. District of Columbia Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Chris, what do you do in a situation like that where it's so cold? Because you have people out there. I mean, a lot of people who are homeless in this town are already in shelters, but there are a small number who are not. What do you do to make sure those people are protected?
Yeah, that's true. We actually get out there. We have our human services department working with our behavioral health folks that get out on the street and actually engage with the people out there. And we provide other options for them. Most of them don't want to come into an existing shelter. That's not something that they want to do, or they would already be there in this situation. So we get out there. We talk with them. We provide them other options, like a warming center, one of our libraries, or one of our DPR facilities that we'll have open for this this kind of event, to make sure that they have other opportunities to come in.
Chris, how does this cold snap compare to past ones you guys have dealt with over the years in D.C.?
You know, it's about the same. I think the one we dealt with year before last lasted about 7 to 10 days, I think, we had in that one in January. You know, that was the first time we really got concerned, at least in my five-year tenure here, for our homeless population, those that are still out there. And that's when we created the plan that we were actually executing yesterday, today, and it will be tomorrow.
You say you send out people who are sort of expert in dealing with situations like this. But, I mean, what do you say to people who say, tell you, I don't want to come to your center. I don't want to come into out of the cold?
Yeah, and you know, we continue to work with them. We actually, the Metropolitan Police Department is also really good at engaging the community with this as well. And they're out there with us, which provides us another option. We spend the time out there on the street with the folks to try to, you know, convince them that, you know, that this is a danger to them. And the last thing the city wants is to lose anybody because of the cold. And if we still have folks that just absolutely are adamant they will not come in, then we'll bring them in and bring them to a place so that they can be observed for a period of time, about 24 hours.
Wow. And at least you could then save their lives, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's an extremes case, yeah. And we try not to do that at all. I was out there at 4 o'clock in the morning last year with two MPD officers that spent 45 minutes talking to a young lady. Yeah. And finally got her to just come in without having to go to that extreme. So
very quickly, if people see something and they think that person needs help, what should they do?
They could call 311 or they can call the UPO hotline. And that number is listed up on our website, and that's www.hsema.dc.gov.
All right. Chris Geldart, Director of the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you, sir.